This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we have some breaking news. The UVA student who was imprisoned in North Korea for 17 months, who has been released, okay, after he had been sentenced to 15 years of hard labor, is coming back home, but in a coma. And we believe it's due to botulism. Otto Warmbier, a 22-year-old University of Virginia student, was caught allegedly stealing the poster from his hotel on New Year's Eve 2015 in Pyongyang and was imprisoned after being paraded for the cameras at a show trial in March. Now it has been revealed that he has been in a coma, being reported by Daily Mail, and North Koreans say he contracted botulism, and doctors gave him a sleeping pill from which he never woke up. The surprise announcement of his release comes just after Dennis Rodman, NBA player, longtime friend of Kim Jong-un, arrived in North Korea on a return visit. Though a U.S. official has insisted that the student's return was a Trump-led effort. I know, Dennis Rodman, does he need to be an ambassador? It's interesting. I've just been kind of blown away that Dennis Rodman, with all his basketball glory, is the one that could actually, get Kim Jong-un's ear. So, unfortunately, I'm not sure what happened with Otto Warmbier on New Year's Eve 2015. He was drinking, did something stupid, but unfortunately now it looks like he's fighting for his life. He was released and medically evacuated through a U.S. military base in Japan and is due to arrive in his home city of Cincinnati on Tuesday, tonight. His parents told the Washington Post. Fred Warmbier said, "Our son is coming home. At the moment, we're just treating this like he's been in an accident. We get to see our son tonight." U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the State Department secured his release at the direction of President Donald Trump. Tillerson said the State Department continues discussing three other detained Americans with North Korea. The Department of State continues to have discussions with the DPRK regarding three other citizens that have been detained. Out of respect for the privacy of Mr. Warmbier and his family, we have no further comment on Mr. Warmbier, according to Tillerson's statement, referencing the initials. That was the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, the DPRK. So, he didn't, though, mention Warmbier's medical condition. Now, they say there is no way of verifying the North Korean account of botulism and that sleeping pills led to the coma. The reason why is botulism, and we've talked about that, it's a toxin that causes neurological deficits, that if he contracted it months ago, unless the bacteria is still present, I don't believe there's a test to check for botulism toxin antigens. I have to look that up. That's tough. Trump administration moved quickly to take credit for the release. They said, according to Daily Mail, one administration insider is telling the Post that this was a Trump-led effort. Well, then, good for Trump. I don't care who gets credit. Just good. Bring our Americans home, all right? Officials involved in securing the student's release told the Post that Rodman's presence in the country was a bizarre coincidence and had nothing to do with his routine. I know Dennis Rodman makes bigger news than it blows my mind. So now what do they do? Well, I guess what they have to do is they have to assess him. They have to figure out why he's in a coma. What sleeping pill would have You know, you wonder if maybe he was having seizures, so they gave him like a Ativan, a medication, or lorazepam, benzodiazepine to stop the seizures, and unfortunately, that also led to some further depression of his system. I'm not sure medically what happened, and you know, once we do know, we want to let you know. So, who are the three other citizens still detained in North Korea? Well, Kim Dong-chul is a naturalized U.S. citizen born in South Korea, detained in October 2015 on espionage charges. He's serving 10 years in prison with hard labor. Kim Song-duk, a Korean-American professor, arrested in April 2017 while guest lecturing on international finance in Pyongyang, charged with hostile criminal acts with an aim to subvert the country. Guys, don't go over there to speak. Don't go. I mean, wow. You know, this is scary. I give talks. I give lectures all the time. You know, you get invited to a country, you want to speak. Who would have thought that somebody would accuse you of espionage? And then Kim Hak-sung, arrested May 2017 for unnamed reasons. He also taught at Pyongyang University of Science and Technology. So, get out if you can. North Korea, they say, has arrested and jailed several U.S. citizens in the past decade, only releasing them after high-profile visits by current or former U.S. officials. Apparently Wernberg was a University of Virginia student from suburban Cincinnati. He had that public confession of trying to steal a propaganda banner. That was the last time he was publicly seen or heard from. He had been on a visit to North Korea on his way for a semester abroad in Hong Kong when the incident occurred on New Year's Eve 2015. North Korea's security services spotted him on CCTV and arrested him on suspicion of spying and crimes against the state. The U.S. State Department has repeatedly warned American citizens not to visit North Korea. I don't blame them. Scary stuff. Yeah, that's always a fear I have. You know, we've never had money for our kids to go abroad, and I know there's a lot of, you know, financial aid and things like that, but now I don't have to blame the money thing. You know, going abroad and then making a stopover, I don't know how we made a stopover in North Korea. I just don't get it. And I understand Korea's a beautiful country. North and South Korea, I understand. You know, it just, it's beautiful over there. It's just, politically, it's scary. Like, remember those hikers that were hiking, I believe, in the mountains near Iraq, and they were arrested and accused of espionage. There's just some places you just can't go to right now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So very interesting. We're being told that now opioid crisis is now the leading cause of death for Americans under 50. And wait till you hear the numbers of people with mental illness right now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, five-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Tuning in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So now they are saying this opioid epidemic is the worst in U.S. history, which I think we've all surmised. But they say drug overdoses are now the leading cause of death for Americans under the age of 50. This death toll perspective, they say, has now surpassed accidents, right? You know, death by car crash was the number one killer of our youth under 50. And yes, if you're in your 40s, you're youthful, absolutely. Death by car crash was the 1972. That's where that peaked. AIDS deaths was the leading cause of death for Americans under the age of 50 in 1995, gun deaths in 1993. They say after 20 years of heavy combat in South Vietnam, U.S. military casualties represented only one-third of the death toll from 10 years of opioid overdoses. They say, meanwhile, counties and states around the country have filed lawsuits to hold pharmaceutical companies accountable for the public health crisis. Let's sue the pharmaceutical companies. I have a problem with that. Meanwhile, they say the U.S. is in the midst of the worst drug addiction epidemic in its history, according to Dr. Andrew Kolodny, co-director of opioid policy research at the Heller School for Social Policy and Management at Brandeis University. He's also co-founder and director of Physicians for Responsible Opioid Prescribing. All right, so the opioid crisis is now the leading cause of death for Americans under 50. Who to blame? You blame the people that, you know, are on the medications that that take them and don't seek help. I have to say that, and mind you, I know that people have pain. People have retractable pain. These are innocent people. And we know that some people fall victims to becoming addicted to these pain medications. But we are taught, we have always been taught, that you use care when you take a pain medication. Okay? Whether it's inscribed on the pill, whether it's written on the little prescription bottle, you know, when do we take personal responsibility? You know, suing the pharmaceutical company for the opioid epidemic is like suing Coca-Cola for the obesity epidemic. All right? I feel duped by soda pop. I do. Because I never gained weight. I was always pretty skinny. And my mom would bring me a Coca-Cola to work. And I would drink one Coca-Cola a day. And then all of a sudden, I started gaining all this weight. And the only thing different was having that Coca-Cola and getting older and maybe metabolism or something. But it wasn't a gradual weight gain. It was like all of a sudden in a year. Now, you know, I wish maybe Coca-Cola had on its bottle or one of the other, companies said, look, can cause overnight obesity, can cause weight gain overnight. But would that have mattered to me? No. I would have thought, well, it won't happen to me because I'm skinny. I don't really have a weight issue. I exercise all the time. It's not going to happen to me. Meanwhile, as I'm exercising, as I'm still watching everything else that I eat, the weight's coming on. I knew that soda pop could make you gain weight. I just didn't think it would happen to me. Same thing with narcotics. People know that narcotics are addictive. They know that you can become dependent on them. But they just don't think it'll happen to them. Remember somebody got rhabdomyolysis, some severe muscle injury because he took a Levaquin? Well, we know that's an antibiotic that is a very popular antibiotic. It's a very good antibiotic. We've used it for severe pneumonia, sinus infections, bladder infections, kidney infections, colitis. It's a great antibiotic. If I took a Levaquin, I know gosh darn well somebody got rhabdo from it. But I don't think it's going to happen to me. These are active decisions that we're making. And some of you could say, well, Dr. Dahlia, you're a doctor, so that's no fair. Ask the average person, you know, does a diet in soda pop and fast food, does that make people gain weight? You know, which diet is better for you? And the average person will say, yeah, you know, vegetables and fish is better than soda pop or whatever. But they don't translate that into it happening to them. And so now we have this whole huge epidemic, and, you know, the country wants to go after pharmaceutical companies, but we need the pharmaceutical companies to provide medications for our people who really need them. We have people in severe pain. People have spinal stenosis. People that have degenerative disc disease. People that are in dire need of a hip or knee replacement but don't qualify medically. People who have neuropathy. People who have phantom limb issues because they've had an amputation. people that have severe degenerative disc issues with their neck or headaches or endometriosis. There are severe pain syndromes out there. And thank heavens we have pharmaceutical companies out there and medications out there for people to go to. I am very grateful for the work of the R&D put, you know, forth by these companies. Now, did they try to, where a suit would come in, is did they try to convince people that it wasn't addictive? This is why the tobacco companies got sued. You know, tobacco companies were trying to tell you, oh, this is good for you, it's going to keep you slim. You know, we saw ads in the 1920s, okay? You know, that smoking will keep you slim, and it did. I mean, it worked. People would smoke rather than eating. That's why they kept their weight down. They would hardly eat. So that's how they stayed slim. They just smoked more. Right? But they didn't tell people how addictive it could be. And that's how the lawyers got them. Nicotine was addictive. You should have told us. You should have told us that there was all this data that it could cause cancer. You didn't reveal that when you knew it. Now you're in trouble. Well, what about these pharmaceutical companies, with narcotics? Okay, where are they being negligent? What are they trying to hide from us? I mean, I don't think any pharmaceutical company is trying to hide the fact that narcotics are addictive and tolerant for me, and habit forming. Sleeping medication, same thing. Yeah, a very commonly abused medication out there are the benzodiazepines. The lorazepam, the alprazolam, the diazepam, basically your Valium, your Xanax, your Ativan, right? Those medications are abused like crazy. People take them for sleep. People take them as their happy pill. They get through work. People are on these medications all the time. You could get a seizure and die if you become tolerant to this and you don't take your medication regularly. That's a problem. That's a huge problem. So, attacking the opioid crisis cannot be done just by lawsuits. Okay? It scares people. It scares the hell out of the pharmacists. It scares the hell out of the doctors. But if somebody wants to get high, if somebody wants to get buzzed, if somebody is addicted to a painkiller they got on the black market, okay, they are not going to want to go through withdrawal. It doesn't matter how much you sue the pharmaceutical company. They are going to want to take that medication, and our black market and our illegal market of narcotics is going to skyrocket. We have to use some sense. In Judaism, we call it sechel when it comes to this. Okay? How do we start to curb the opioid epidemic? Well, what we need to do is we need to entice people who are addicted to come forward and get help. Why won't the average person get help? Because everybody is deathly afraid. Those people that are addicted to these narcotics, they are deathly afraid of going through withdrawal. Withdrawal is miserable. I don't know if you guys ever saw Tropic Thunder. I don't know if Jack Black's character was going through narcotic withdrawal, but it was really, really bad. Fear of the Walking Dead, the boy who had to go through narcotic withdrawal. I mean, you are in hell for, at least a week, 2 weeks, maybe more. All right? Nobody wants to go through 1 minute of that hell. So they're not going to want to go through rehab. You know, I've had people say, look, you know, I'll do it if I could be asleep the whole 2 weeks. No, we can't make you asleep the whole 2 weeks. We also got to work on your mind and make sure you don't go back to it. So it's not easy. Now, when we come back, 10 million U.S. adults suffer from severe mental illness. 10 million. And these are people that have been identified. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Death Valley.
Anytime, any place, any anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You can also message us on Facebook, message us on Twitter, or at drdahlia.com. Harrison from Pittsburgh writes, "My wife, I think, is crazy. When she doesn't take her Xanax, she screams, throws things, and I'm scared of her. She's been on Xanax for years. You worried me with the seizure comment, but I don't want her off her meds either." All right, so this is, okay, so he heard me talk about how if somebody's on benzodiazepines, such as Xanax, alprazolam, and you take it consistently, and regularly for a while, and then you miss a dose, you could go through a withdrawal seizure. And it's because these medications have anti-seizure property. Even if you don't have a seizure disorder, it could induce a seizure if you go through withdrawal. There's a lot of mechanisms and theories as to why that happens. And so I believe these benzodiazepines are some of the most dangerous medications out there, even more so than narcotic. You won't seize if you go through narcotic withdrawal, but you can going through benzodiazepine withdrawal. So let me, you know, reiterate. We're talking about Ativan, Valiums, Klonopin, Xanax, brand name, Lorazepam, Clonazepam, Diazepam, Alprazolam, they all rhyme, generic names, okay? Now, the wife, he says, goes crazy. And she screams, throws things, he's scared of her, but when she's on Xanax, she's good. So, what do you do if your wife is quote-unquote crazy, or your spouse, or your... Okay, well, this is a big concern, because, you know, I always worry that if one day we do get attacked on our homeland to the severe degree that things get shut down, or our computers get cyber-attacked, I am concerned about my patients and... or my ex-patients and, you know, their medications, or concerned about my listeners and how will they have medications on standby, which is why I always recommend you have an extra month of a medication in your cupboard ready to go. Many of you, you know, run out of your medications and then you call the doctor and then you go to the pharmacy that day. What you need to do is you need to have an extra month supply and swap it out. Don't leave that extra month to let expire. Let's say you have blood pressure medication. You have an extra month in your cupboard. Don't put it in your medicine cabinet if it abuts a wall outside the house. Make sure it's in a drawer, kind of a not too dry but not too moist area of the house. And then as you get your new blood pressure medication, swap it out, and then use the one that you had from the month ago. And so you always have something on standby. I just predict that in the near future, we're going to see something that is going to unfortunately blow us away. And I look at it from a cybersecurity standpoint, where things are just going to get shut down. And because our hospitals, just like we saw with the NHS in England, are all electronic-based and computer-based, our hospitals and pharmacies and medical centers will have to close, which I think is asinine. Okay, just grab a paper chart and see the patient. And, you know, write a paper prescription and have them go to the pharmacist, and the pharmacist will take that paper prescription, will log it down on a book. I think we have a generation of now healthcare workers that have been using electronic health records and computers for so long that they won't know how to go back to a paper system. And that's why in England, hospitals had to be shut down. A&E emergency rooms were shut down, not because of a fire, not because of an anthrax scare, not because of a shooter, but because the computers were hacked. I predict that with that vulnerability, something's going to happen to our American system. Now, we all aren't on the same software and the same network, which is being pushed or was being pushed by the liberal agenda, where we were all kind of on a more universal type of medical record. And again, I'm very, very, you know, concerned about cyber attacks and the vulnerability of that. But it also seems really impractical and asinine as well that, you know, doctors across the street can't communicate with each other electronically because everybody has their own system. So we have to print and fax or do an electronic fax or an electronic email. And so, I see the good and bad and the pros and cons to both. But with that being said, if we end up getting cyber attacked and you can't get your prescription, and let's say things finally go back up on the system and, you know, the pharmacy's like, nah, I can't give you your Xanax, and you go without, that's some scary stuff. And I don't like the fact that people are on medication to keep them calm. What if you get a dummy pill? What if just one lot, right, one prescription bottle that you get 1 month isn't as strong as it was before? And we've seen this with generics. You know, when pharmacies buy generics, they don't always buy generics from the same generic company. Sometimes if somebody else has a better special than the other, or, you know, you may get from, you know, one company versus another. So you need to make sure she gets some immediate medical care, mental, psychiatric, etc. And she needs to agree to go and get help. But you cannot be in fear of your spouse. If you are in fear that you're going to get hurt or you're going to be attacked, you need to get away from that person as much as possible. These domestic killings happen not because everybody is sane, but because somebody has a screw loose and can't control their anger or can't control themselves. And when you're around somebody who has no control, that is a severe sign or a serious sign of mental illness or a sign of serious mental illness. Okay? And yeah, maybe her Xanax keeps her calm. But why does she need to be sedated on a daily basis? Xanax is a sedative. Please, Harrison, keep me posted on that. I'm dying to know what happens, but you need to be careful, and she needs to get seen immediately. Now, this segues into, you know, the article that came out where 10 million U.S. adults suffer from mental illness. And we're not talking about, they get a little depression or they get a little anxiety or, you know, Dr. Dolly is a chocoholic. We are talking about severe mental illness. And 10 million U.S. adults, that number just baffles me. It blows me away. So, do we have enough resources? Do we have enough doctors? Do we have enough medications? Do we have enough healthcare providers? I don't know. They say a similar number have considered suicide during the past year, according to a government report on the nation's behavioral illnesses. The report also said that 17.5 million Americans abuse alcohol and 7.7 million abuse illicit drugs. So in addition to 10 million American adults having serious mental illness, we also have millions considering suicide, millions using or abusing alcohol, millions using illicit drugs. Okay? And that's going to go up. All right? People get bored. People don't like to do things anymore. I don't know how we did it in the olden days, working in a factory for 16 hours. I don't know what the numbers of suicide were or, you know, depression, etc. But, you know, in the olden days, you know, you went to work. Do you think people wanted to get up at the crack of dawn to milk their cows and to feed their livestock and to tend the farm? No, they did it because they had to or they would not survive. We've changed from that mentality, where people think they have a choice. And when they don't get that choice, they panic. You see, I grew up knowing I didn't have a choice with certain things, where this is just what I had to do, just like exercise. You don't go to bed if you didn't do a workout that day. And if you didn't brush your teeth, that's just the way it is. For me, that worked. You know, once you start going, oh, no, you know, maybe I could call out, or maybe I don't have to go to work, or maybe there's another way to feel better, you know, that's when things go wrong. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So our officials in Florida are investigating two L.A. fitness health clubs after four customers contracted Legionnaire's disease. Kent Donahue, a spokesman for the Florida Department of Health in Orange County, says the Orlando Sentinel tells the Orlando Sentinel that three cases are tied to one club near Orlando, and one is linked to another club. Now, Kent Donahue isn't certain that the individuals contracted the disease at the health clubs, but all four visited the LA fitness centers, and the health department isn't aware of other commonalities in the cases. So the Sentinel reports that the health club sent notices to customers last week, warning them to watch for signs of Legionnaires' disease. It's a respiratory illness caused by Legionella bacteria. It's typically contracted through water systems, air conditioning, etc. You know, this is one of these things where you're like, well, gosh, you know, we heard about something in Vegas, then we heard about New York, then we heard about Orlando. Legionnaires have been around for a while. I mean, it's a bacteria that, you have to look for it. Okay? My guess is it's sitting around multiple hotels and multiple, you know, businesses and areas. And again, we don't know for sure if, you know, the fitness clubs actually had it or not. But when you have people come down with Legionnaires' pneumonia and Legionnaires' disease, you know, you want to look for where sites could be that are unfortunately, that could possibly cause a focus of illness and unfortunately causes pneumonia. This high fever, chills, cough, muscle aches, headaches, it could look like any other pneumonia. And it's interesting because many people that will, you know, come down with pneumonia or the starts of pneumonia, they'll go to the doctor, they'll get an antibiotic, and many of them will be able to treat themselves. But do they ever get tested? Do they get a blood test for antigens? Do they get the sputum tested? Many times, no. And so when we had a similar concern in Las Vegas a while back, very, very small concern, I don't think a lot of people were affected. When I had some people with respiratory issues, I'm like, you know what, let's for poops and giggles test you for Legionnaires. Now, it's expensive to do that, though. Okay? You know, running blood tests is not something insurance companies want. So what I would suggest is if you're older than 50, if you smoke, have a chronic lung disease, if you have a weakened immune system, if you start to have any of these symptoms of pneumonia, find out what type of pneumonia that you have. I can't tell you how many people are treated with pneumonia at home on their own. Given some Augmentin, given some Levaquin, and they get better with their pneumonia on their own. And I'd really like to know what it is. And the reason why is if you are, let's say, carrying a type of bacteria that could be caused from a place of work, etc., you could save other people. And pneumonia can kill. Legionnaires can kill. So pretty serious stuff. Another thing that could kill is this dry drowning. Now, remember there was a kid in Texas who on Memorial Day weekend inhaled some water, and then about a week later he died. And they've been talking about dry drowning. And dry drowning isn't, I think, what happened to this kid. What happened to that kid was secondary drowning. Dry drowning occurs where water gets into your windpipe, you start to gasp, you go into laryngospasm, and unfortunately you could have respiratory issues immediately after the water event. Secondary drowning is where water gets into the lungs, then it starts to irritate the lung lining, you don't get good oxygenation, you eventually go into pulmonary edema, and then you could die days later. Well, a Colorado father is grateful to the family of a Texas 4-year-old who tragically died because he noticed his 2-year-old son become sick after swallowing water from a community pool on Wednesday. Staff Sergeant Garon Vega noticed his 2-year-old son, Gio, become sick. He then developed a fever and a cough, so the family looked up his symptoms online. Then they came across Frankie Delgado's story. He said, I'm noticing his heart is beating really fast, so noticeably that I could feel it when he's lying against my body. So Vega took us into the hospital where doctors told him he was drowning and had fluid in his lungs. The x-rays did show he had significant amount of water in his lungs, and it was a good thing that we brought him in because if we hadn't, he wouldn't have made it through the night. That is so frightening because when you start to go into the pulmonary edema and the respiratory distress, it happens, unfortunately, very, very rapidly. Now, they were able to treat him. Unfortunately, Frankie of Houston died, and his case from the Delgados had been publicized. I wrote an article about it, also explained the difference between dry drowning and secondary drowning. And the Delgados have urged parents to be aware of their children after they've left the water. Excuse me, so Vega said he's thankful that Delgados have shared their story. If not, his son could have died. They say their little boy saved our little boy's life. There was a purpose. Now, the CDC doesn't differentiate between wet and dry drowning. The agency says drowning is the process of experiencing respiratory impairment from submersion, immersion in liquid. Some symptoms of dry drowning include coughing, chest pain, trouble breathing, and fatigue. I would also, as you know, the secondary drowning versus dry drowning, it's frightening stuff. And you're going to see the term dry drowning, unfortunately, used inappropriately. Dry drowning means you get water in the windpipe and then you start to laryngospasm. Secondary drowning is when water actually gets into the lungs. Very frightening stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say 35% of women spend 80 days of their life searching for things in their purse. An Australian survey found out how long we spend rummaging in our handbags. Nearly 1,500 women were surveyed on how long they search for something. 35% of women spent 81 days searching through their purse. That's crazy, but it's true. Finding my car keys, it's ridiculous. 81 days of our life, that's a lot of time. The number of women who spent 10 minutes every day searching through their handbags was 18.5%. That wastes 162 days of our lives. They say, and just 3.7% of women said they knew where to find everything. Yeah, see, I don't have a purse with a lot of pockets. It's just one big pocket. Like, yeah. And so with that, I just reach in, and unfortunately sometimes there'll be an old, like, hard-boiled egg, because, like, a kid will try it. One of my kids will, like, hide the egg that I give them, and so they'll stick it in my purse, so then my hand is in a rotten egg, you know, that kind of thing. Tweezers. Trying to find a pair of tweezers. Lord have mercy. I have gum at the bottom of my purse. I have, yeah, it's ridiculous. I got so much stuff. It's embarrassing. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say traditional Chinese herbal medications might have a role to play in treating and preventing heart disease. They say heart disease and stroke obviously are major killers worldwide, accounting for 17.3 million deaths. They say investigators in China looked at traditional Chinese medicine for conditions like high blood pressure, diabetes, arteriosclerosis, and they found that these Chinese herbal medicines may help treat these conditions. They say for patients who can't tolerate or afford high blood pressure medications, their research suggested herbal alternatives called, and forgive my pronunciation, Tiakunijiangua, Zhangfujiangua, Jiangyebao, and Jiangya. They said, at the least, the scientists believe their work suggests a need for additional studies to explore Chinese medicine's use. Absolutely. You know, many of us American doctors, people think, are not pro-herbal medication or alternative medicine. No. We would love, absolutely love to see that type of medication and those types of treatments interweaved with a medical regimen that we institute. The problem is the legal system won't protect us. So if we tell you to take Taikunjingya and you get an adverse event or it mixes with one of your other medications or you end up still having a heart attack, we get sued. And until they do something where they allow us to, you know, safely, you know, work with you, it's not going to happen. Not anytime soon. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.